Well, Anne Webster is the Shadow Minister for Regional Communications and the Shadow Minister for Regional Health and joins me now. Anne Webster, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Sally. Great to be with you.
Yesterday, the opposition spokesperson for communications, Senator Sarah Henderson, made several test calls to see whether 000 was working. Did you also do the same?
No, I didn't. She did send me the responses, the text responses from those calls and the, I suppose there is some degree of comfort that at least that part of the process has been put in place. But it's a serious problem that people, when they need emergency services, don't know if they're going to be able to get through. It's just one of the crises, I think, of this whole event, once again with Telstra. And I hear that there was further issues last night that haven't been resolved either.
Do you think it was appropriate for a Member of Parliament to be making test calls to 000?
Oh, well, I mean, she's the Shadow Minister. She needs to know whether it works or doesn't work. It didn't
Is that the way to find
to
out?
Do the same. I don't know. You'd have to ask Sarah that. I would have thought that it was reasonable. Whether it's reasonable for everybody should do the same. But I would also suggest to you, Sally, that if people are worried, if they have an ongoing health issue, for example, or they've had issues trying to get through to 000 in the past, that they want to know that that is going to be accessible. It's a very anxious time for people when you can't make calls. And from my own point of view, I had no calls being able to go out of my phone. I couldn't call anybody still till last night. So I missed many calls from others as well. So I know the frustration that people are feeling. I think the train service, clocking off, so to speak, stopping exactly where they were, 300 trains stopping yesterday, a further 95, I believe it is today, that have been cancelled already. These disrupt people's lives. I noticed in my own town here in Mildura that many businesses had closed up shop by lunchtime because they still had no FPOS available to them.
So just to go back to the start of that answer, for people who do rely on 000, they may be in a vulnerable situation, are you saying that it's okay for them to test call 000, just so I understand?
Well, I think people want to know. I mean, we're a curious, set of beings, aren't we, that if we've had cause, particularly in the past maybe, to have to call 000 and given the failures of Optus and Telstra in the past, then, people want to know that it's going to work for them. It is a natural process. It didn't occur to me to check it, I've got to say. I would like to assume that the mechanisms that have been put in place that Tim just spoke about are working, but clearly there are still 331, I think is the number that Telstra have sent through to me this morning, who are still needing to be checked up on, people who have contacted 000 and have not got, Telstra have not got a clear picture of whether they needed help and are still in trouble or whether they have had their needs met. So it's a big issue. I don't think pointing the finger at Sarah Henderson at this point is particularly helpful. I mean, she's just trying to do her job, as Annika Wells hopefully is also trying to do her job. We're all in the role to make life better for Australians and to challenge Telstra or Optus or whoever it is who is supposed to be providing the service to ensure that that happens.
The government says at this stage it's not aware of any deaths linked to these outages in the past 24 hours. Liberal Senator Karen Liddle posted on Facebook last night saying she'd been told of a death linked to the 000 outage. South Australian Police commented on that post saying they were not aware of a death. Is it responsible to post that kind of material if it's not confirmed?
Well, again, I'm not going to justify anybody's behaviour. Our job in opposition is to challenge the government on how they are managing their portfolios, managing their responsibilities. That is our job. We don't apologise for that. What Karen chose to do, how she wanted to communicate that, again, you would have to go to Karen and ask those questions yourself. I think the bigger issue is, are the legislative changes that have been made, are they appropriate? Are they actually going to ensure, you know, for example, if Telstra end up with a $30 million bill from this set of outages, will that change their maintenance, for example, on a clock? I can't believe that this has come from a software issue that synchronises clocks within systems. I'm not technically minded, Sally, so I can't tell you how it all works, but it just strikes me as being quite extraordinary that we've had such a disruption from something like that. And then a further disruption last night, which is still not defined as far as I'm aware.
Anne Webster, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you.